Several years ago, I was writing a column about the Blazers, and in particular, former Blazer Dan Dickow, who happened to be on the team. It was a strange column because I had been approached by a doctor, a local doctor, who asked me if I could help him out with a favor. Now, I got the email and I thought to myself, you know, sure, why not? Let's see what this guy's favor is. And I said, well, what is it that you need? And Dr. Jeffrey Werner told me that he was dying. He was dying. He had cancer. He was not going to make it through it. And he had formed, while he was still able to kind of get around and do some things, he had formed a bucket list. Do you have a bucket list? Well, his bucket list was sports themed. A lot of it was. And one of the things that he wanted to do was he wanted Dan Dickow, who was a prolific three-point shooter, especially in college at Gonzaga, he wanted Dan Dickow to make a three-pointer for him. The problem was he wanted Dan Dickow to make that three in a game. And so he was asking me, because he wanted to see it in person, if I knew when then-coach Nate McMillan would play Dan Dickow. Because Jeffrey Werner wanted to get a ticket to the game, and he wanted to be in the arena and see Dan Dickow catch a pass, square up, and shoot a three and make it. Think about that on your bucket list. It wasn't that he wanted to see Brandon Roy hit a three. That would be easy. Just go to a game. Eventually, Brandon Roy is going to hit a three. But Dickow wasn't playing all that much in that season. And so I then was tasked with the burden of trying to figure out when Dickow would be in the lineup, or, you know, would Nate McMillan play him on a given night? Because this was a doctor who just frankly didn't have a lot of time to dilly-dally around and go to four or five games hoping that Dickow would get in the game, A, and then B, make a three-pointer. So I was left with that question, and I eventually approached Nate McMillan, the Blazers coach, and I said, it was a weird conversation. Can you imagine a sports writer going to the head coach of an NBA team and saying, hey, do you know if Dan Dickow is going to play tonight? And so I went to Nate McMillan. I said, listen, there's a lot of backstory to this, but I essentially need to know if Dan Dickow is more likely or less likely to be in a rotation one night. And here's the dilemma that we have, and here's the doctor, and he's got cancer, and he's dying, and he probably has a couple of months to get this done, and he wants to come to a game, but he can't come to like 10 games hoping, he just doesn't have that time to see Dan Dickow hit a three. And eventually, Nate McMillan just looked at me, and he said, tell me the particulars of the bucket list question. And I said, well, he wants to see Dickow make a three-point basket. And he says, could he come to practice? And I said, that's a good question. So I went back to the good doctor and I said, listen, we don't know if Dan Dickow is going to get in a game. And by the way, can you think about Dan Dickow having that pressure? Hey, Dan, we're going to put you in. There's a guy dying and he wants to see you hit a three-point basket while he's there. You know, go ahead and make that basket. Like, no pressure whatsoever, right? Well, I went back to the doctor and he said, I hadn't thought about coming to a practice. I hadn't thought about even asking. I didn't want to impose. The Blazers then said, yeah, the good doctor could come with you to practice because I was going to practice anyway. And so I brought Dr. Jeffrey Werner with me to a Blazers practice. And we approached Dan Dickow, had no idea that this was going on at the end of practice as he was walking off. And I said, Dan, this is Dr. Werner. And by the way, he's got a bucket list thing. He wants to see you make a three, and he's been trying to come to a game. I think he'd even gone to one game, and Dickow didn't play. And Nate McMillan said it would be okay if he came to practice and saw you make a shot. Dickow grabbed the ball off the rack without hesitating. He was probably standing 3 feet beyond the arc when he picked up the ball off the rack. He took one dribble, turned, and shot the most beautiful three-point basket that I have ever seen in an otherwise empty gym. Then he spent time with Dr. Jeffrey Werner kind of shooting around for a few minutes. And I will never forget looking over at Nate McMillan, and I don't know if Nate would remember this or not, but I remember it because it was one of those moments where I realized that there are some things that sports do for the rest of our life, and there are some things that sports, you know, are the center of attention, the center of the arena, and there are sometimes sports is just an ancillary thing that is a distraction, whatever the case. You had Nate McMillan, Blazers coach, kind of smiling, looking out on the court as about a 5'8" physician who had a couple of months to live was shooting baskets with Dan Dickow, NBA player, and crossing something off of his bucket list. Dan Dickow went further. He sent Dr. Werner a jersey. I think he may have even given him a jersey that day. I went to visit the good doctor in his final few weeks. And when I showed up at his house, he was wearing the Dan Dickow jersey and talking about his bucket list. To this day, I think about that. It's been several years since Dr. Werner died. Dan Dickow still comes on this show occasionally. But I thought of that story today because I was thinking about sort of the distraction that sports provide for us. It's cover, right? I mean, baseball games are cover. They allow us to escape. You have a bad day at work. Things aren't perfect in your home life. Something ails you, pains you, bad back, health crisis, a virus. Sports are typically there to allow us to escape and think about other things. I wasn't surprised that a physician who I think was, he might have even been a surgeon, wasn't surprised. In fact, that's the twist. That's right. I forgot about this. Nate McMillan had a heart procedure several years earlier. And we determined that day at practice, as Dr. Werner was shooting, that Werner turned and said, "I'm not allowed to say this to you, but I was the cardiologist who performed your surgery. I'm not supposed to say that to you. I'm not supposed to say that to other people. Do you remember me?" And Nate McMillan did a jaw-dropping, "Oh, yeah. You did a, you know, it was like a heart stent that he was putting in or something like that. But Dr. Werner was the cardiologist." I had forgotten that twist of the story. But sometimes sports provides us those moments where we escape. And sometimes those moments happen in sports. And I think that's where it sobers us all up. And I think ultimately, as I look back on this time, the virus, watching people pull together and sometimes react in a way that I'm extremely proud of. I'm like so proud of like the people that I see out there that are pulling together, the many people who have left notes on their neighbor's doors, their elderly neighbor's door, saying, "Hey, I realize that it may not be safe for you to go out. If you need anything, just call me. I'll go out to the store. I'll get it for you." People that I have seen feeding homeless people, pulling up in their car, rolling down the window and with gloves and handing out Ziploc bags with sandwiches inside of them. I've seen that stuff on social media. I'm incredibly proud of some of the great redeeming stories that are coming out of this time. I'm also, like you, a little bit lost without the games happening, but I keep referring back to moments like that one where you've got a cardiologist and you've got a basketball coach, and you've got a basketball player, Dan Dickow's trying to get on the floor, and there's just this wonderful, sweet moment that really isn't going to be written about, other than if I hadn't written it in a column and sort of pointed out, like, look at this really cool thing that happened. And I had totally forgotten that Nate McMillan had a heart procedure like a year earlier in the offseason, and it was Dr. Werner, as it turns out, who was his cardiologist. Think about that. Like, sometimes I think things are totally accidental and just coincidental, maybe. But other times I just kind of go, you know what? We're all kind of in this together, aren't we? I want you to leave it right here. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide.